Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Sean and RJ. Jared Sandler filling in for Sean Sharif. The Cowboys and the football team tomorrow. Pre-game coverage beginning at 12:30. Right now we chat with Super Bowl winner Joe Theismann to give us a little bit of the football team side of things. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, guys. Good to catch up. Hope everybody's staying safe, and we'll get through this somehow.
Somehow, some way, and you as well. Hey, Joe, one of the big stories after the win was the Mike McCarthy pump-up routine with the sledgehammer and the watermelons. I'm curious, who's the best at giving you a motivational speech, whether it was a teammate or a coach when you were playing?
You know, it was really funny. George Allen, who I played for my first 5 years, 6 years in the league, he brought in, we were playing the Cincinnati Bengals one day. He used to study with a guy by the name of Jun Ri, some jujitsu or something like that. So he brings in this board, and it's got a C on it. And he's standing in front of us, and he's giving this speech and saying, you know, it was Paul Brown at that time. I just want to step on the field. And he hit the board. He broke the board. And we're all sitting there going, oh, okay, fine. So now he continues on, and he gets two boards. And he puts two boards together. Both of them have a C for Cincinnati on them. And he breaks both those. Now he's getting to the climax of this speech. I mean, this is the crescendo. This is the big moment. He's got three boards up there. He's got a guy holding it. And he says, I just went. He hits it, and I think he broke his little knuckle on his finger. And the next thing out of his mouth was, all right, everybody go to your meetings. I mean, it was quite the display. Coaches come up with some of the craziest stuff. I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's nuts. And I mean, as players, you understand what they're trying to do. It's almost comical, to be honest with you. But, I mean, I think and I guess what Mike did basically was it was as much to lighten the minute in the moment as to drive a point home.
You know, when we talk about coaches, you know, Ron Rivera obviously changing the culture up there in Washington. Have you noticed a culture change with football team?
We're so young. We're so young. I mean, all new running backs. The wide receiving core is almost all new. The offensive line has new pieces in it. Probably the longest tenured people are there 3-4 years. Defensive line, you know, you got 5 first-round picks up there. Linebackers are all new. I mean, yes, he's done. I think Ron's done a wonderful job. He's been honest. He's been forthright. You see, you know, Jason Wright is our president. He's the first African-American executive in the National Football League at the president's position. I think we've done a lot of things in Washington. They've done a lot of things in Washington to right the ship, I guess you could say. And certainly Ron's one of those guys that's leading the way.
It seems like having a guy like Alex Smith be one of the faces of the organization is a good thing when it comes to that as well. He just seems like the best guy that you know there is, and his story is outstanding. I think from afar, a lot of people marvel at that. From a football standpoint, I guess this guy's now quarterbacking a team that could win the division. What have you seen from him since he's come back and maybe gotten his legs under him?
Yeah, it's a little bit like Andy Dalton. Both of them look like they're getting much more comfortable with the system, and it looks like the system's getting much more comfortable with them. I thought Andy played really well against Minnesota. I mean, really a solid, solid game. And you know, what you got to see was the real Andy Dalton. And Alex Smith, the last couple of games, you see him getting better and better. more and more confident, more and more comfortable with the receivers, more and more comfortable with the system. Alex is, to me, the comeback player of the year. Just the fact that he's been able to walk on the football field qualified him for that. And now to be able to perform at this level and do the things that he's able to do. And he understands his limitations. He knows he's not going to go outrun people. So he'll get the ball out of his hands and play smart football, which you have to do at the quarterback position. But he is a tremendous inspiration. It's a veteran position. It's a veteran leadership. And I was laughing this morning. Just before you guys called, I was thinking, when we used to play the Cowboys, there were division titles at stake. We would be 7-3. Maybe they would be 7-3, and this would be a huge game. There's a division title at stake, and it's 3-7 and 3-7. I was just thinking, wow, how times have changed.
Yes, 7-3 is a pipe dream right now. Joe Theismann joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, so Alex doesn't run as much as he does as he used to. Can you tell a noticeable difference in him?
No, I can't. He always he always threw the ball relatively short, got the ball out of his hands. Very great command of the offense. I don't see his style having changed that much. They'll take their shots down the field, which you have to in this game. You're not going to consistently get 10, 11, 12 play drives resulting in touchdowns in the National Football League anymore. You need chunk plays. And that's some of the things that they haven't had. They've got a few of them a little bit more lately. They're getting a little bit out of the running game. And I think as Alex grows more comfortable with people, they'll probably wind up stretching the defenses a little bit more. But I see Alex playing the game that he has played, which is a credit to Scott Turner, because the coordinators have to know the quarterback, and the quarterback has to know what the coordinator is thinking. I know when Coach Gibbs called plays, he would call a play, and in that play we'd have a deep route built in if we got the right look. But he was calling the play maybe to pick up a first down. Or he was calling the play knowing that we were going to go for it on fourth down. And you had to understand why he did it. It isn't just calling plays. It's why is coach calling the play at this time? We're on the 35-yard line. This is where we like to take shots. That's why he's calling it. Of course, we're going to go for it on third, or we're going to go for it on fourth after that. So I see a much better unspoken sort of communication between the two now.
How would you rank the quarterbacks in the division?
Oh wow! Right now, I would rank Alex 1, Andy 2, Daniel 3, and Carson's just having a horrible year. I mean, goodness me! I mean, he's just if it's going to happen bad, it's probably going to happen to him. That's the way it's sort of been this year for him. But that's sort of the way I look at it. I think Daniel has a tremendous upside. And his is just a question of playing the game mentally better, not physically. I think Alex has a better command, and Alex and Andy are right there in the division.
Talking with Joe Theismann here on 105.3 The Fan. Speaking of quarterbacks, Joe, before we chatted with you, we had a great conversation with a former teammate of yours, Babe Laufenberg, who wanted to say hello. And Babe also shared with us a story. I don't know if you remember it, but Babe told us that he approached you about getting the number 7. And I'm curious if you remember that and if you remember what he offered you to try and get that number.
I don't. What did he say? Tell me.
He said he offered you a Benjamin, just
$100,
which probably wasn't enough to get the job done.
No. I think I was doing a little bit better at that time.
Was there a number that you would have said yes to? That's the question.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, back then it was different. I mean, we have our young quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, wears the number 7 now, and he and I actually had a conversation about it. You know, it's a number. I think guys, young guys coming into this league, you ought to have your own number so you can create your own legacy. And you may have had it in high school and college like Dwayne did. And, I had this conversation with him. I said, why don't you get your own number instead of where, the family and he, they wanted it. And that's fine. It's no problem whatsoever. Did Dave tell you where he was when I got hurt the night when he joined the team again?
Oh, no. Where was he?
He was in Mexico. He's on a beach in Mexico. they called him. I got hurt in the Monday night game. The next morning, they called Babe. And he was in Mexico. I think he was on a beach somewhere down in Mexico having a few cervezas.
Yes!
And cervezas. And all of a sudden, he winds up, you know, coming back to the Washington football team, which at that time was called the Redskins.
That's what he was.
They yanked him off a beach.
Trying to get a hold of somebody in 1987 was infinitely more difficult than it is today.
on a beach in Mexico. Yeah, I know. You know, you send a pigeon for him. I mean, that's, you know, let a pigeon go land on his hammock or something and say, hey, you know, they need you in Washington. Joe's down. Go ahead. And by the way, Babe and I have, we've had conversations over the past. I think he does a terrific job for you guys, for the Cowboys announcing. He's so smart. He's so knowledgeable. And it was ironic that he basically was with us, and now he's had such a great career down in Dallas.
Yeah, indeed. And you can hear Brad and Babe on the call tomorrow starting at 3:30, the Cowboys and the football team. Joe, last thing, you...
the football team? Is that what we're called now?
It's such a crazy
Cowboys
name.
Cowboys versus the football team. It's really intimidating, you know?
Really intimidating. I'm just curious. You mentioned, this is a big game. I'm serious when I say that, but it's kind of funny. But how do you view the division? Because any one of these four teams can win it. I think everyone probably feels the same way you do about Carson Wentz. I don't know how much of this is mental, but he's just been awful, and it's tough to imagine the Eagles winning the division with awful quarterback play. But I guess any of these teams could win it. Which team do you think's the best team in this division?
You know, I felt like the Cowboys were the best team in the beginning. I think they had the most talent, longest tenured talent. Not that it was a lot of years, but, you know, I thought their defense would be much better than it is. But they've added a few pieces. Obviously, Dak, I think, has just been was terrific before he got hurt. And I hope and pray that he comes back 100% healthy and can play a lot of years in the National Football League. I hope there isn't any residual issues from what I've been reading and what I've been hearing. Things are moving along very well for him. He didn't have to deal with the infections that Alex had to deal with. So it looks like the progress is being made in a very positive way, and that's terrific. I think Washington is so young, and if the defense continues to play well, it's like, you know, you make a mistake against Detroit, you lose that. I mean, you lose to Detroit and the Giants twice by a total of 7 points. So you're right there. It's just that a play here, a play there makes a difference. I think the Cowboys, like I said, were probably the best team coming in. I think it'll be it could be between the Cowboys and the Washington and the football team. here's the thing is, I think if you look at the schedule, like, for example, Washington has, they've got Pittsburgh, Seattle, and San Francisco coming up. I don't know who's on the Cowboys schedule regarding, I would assume that whole division is playing the NFC West and some of the teams out of the AFC Central. You know, this section right now was probably the easier part as you look at teams on the schedule. I should say not easier necessarily, but teams that you match up very well against. You know, the Washington team, you had the Giants, you had Cincinnati, you had the Giants, you had the Cowboys. We're transitioning through a quarterback situation. Those were games where you matched up toe-to-toe with them. Now, all of a sudden, you're starting to get into another level of play with different kinds of players. And I think both teams, all the division's going to go through that. So, I mean, it literally could be a 6-10, easily 6-10 division winner with tiebreakers. I mean, that's what this could be, this division.
Certainly heading that direction. Joe, thanks so much for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and enjoy the football tomorrow.
Same to you guys. Take care, and everybody, please stay safe.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.